Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. Memorials may be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Stephen A. Aris, 75 of Boscobel, died Sunday. A private memorial service will be held Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Stephen A. Aris, 75 of Boscobel. Mike Maley, 74 of Avoca, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Mike Maley, 74 of Avoca. Bruce Tesmer, 73 of Richland Center, died Thursday at home following a 6-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday, February 5th, from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bruce Tesmer, 73 of Richland Center.